USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
To Republicans lately, he is the rallier-in-chief. The president holding another Make America Great Again rally last night, this one in Columbia, Missouri, telling the crowd as he discusses North Korea,
"We would be in a nuclear war right now if the right person didn't come along. So we're doing well. We're doing well."
And focusing a lot of his remarks on another issue.
The president talking about his top priority, securing the border and not allowing people in the caravan into our country.
USA Radio's Robin Walensky there. The NFL's San Francisco 49ers won't identify a cheerleader who took a knee during the national anthem before last night's game against Oakland. The movement of players taking a knee started with the Niners when former QB for the team Colin Kaepernick started doing it back in 2016. This is USA Radio News.
This is a national health alert from the Healthcare Hotline. Are you on Medicare and/or have private insurance and suffer from back pain? MD Topical has a solution for you. Today, you can qualify to receive a pain-relieving treatment, such as a comfortable back brace or a customized pain treatment, at little or no cost. Call MD Topical toll-free now, 877-875-5909. It just takes a couple of minutes to qualify for these amazing treatments that have helped thousands of people with severe pain. Your personalized pain treatment will be delivered directly to your door. Call MD Topical toll-free, 877-875-5909, or go to mdtopical.com and get started on your road to a pain-free life. Call MD Topical toll-free, 877-875-5909, or go to mdtopical.com.
The October jobs report released just minutes ago, and it's better than analysts were expecting. It shows the economy adding about 250,000 jobs last month. Analysts were expecting about 208,000 jobs to be added, the nation's unemployment rate holding steady at 3.7%. New York state lawmakers want a law that checks for hate speech or violent threats in someone's online activity before they can be allowed to buy a gun. It would authorize state and local police to go over 3 years of a person's social media postings and 1 year of internet searches as part of a gun background check. This after the recent deadly synagogue shooting in Pittsburgh. Meanwhile, funeral services are scheduled in Pittsburgh today for the oldest person killed in that massacre, 97-year-old Rose Malinger. Remember, you can always find us online. We're at usaradio.com.
Look, you've heard me talking for a year about how much I love MyPillow. You can get one, too. And now it's a better deal than ever. You go to MyPillow.com, click on the Buy One, Get One Free special, use promo code USA. You'll get one free pillow when you buy one at regular price plus shipping. And don't forget, now you have until March 1st to return it if you're not absolutely in love with it. Go to MyPillow.com, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. But do it now.
Dodge City, Kansas will not have to open a second polling station because a federal judge concedes there's just not enough time before Election Day to do so. The ACLU led a lawsuit asking for a second location in that town after the clerk moved the only polling station for a city of 13,000 residents outside city limits and at least a mile from the closest bus stop. The clerk said she moved it from the usual in-city site because construction was scheduled to start near that building in late October, but as of yesterday, no such construction had begun. Vice President Mike Pence and Oprah Winfrey were both stumping for candidates for governor of Georgia yesterday.
I heard Oprah's in town today. And I heard Will Ferrell was going door to door the other day. Well, I'd like to remind Stacey and Oprah and Will Ferrell, I'm kind of a big deal, too.
Vice President Mike Pence there as he was campaigning for Republican gubernatorial hopeful Brian Kemp. Not far away, Oprah Winfrey was lending her star power to Stacey Abrams' Democratic run.
She's a woman who dared believe that she could change the state of Georgia. And she is dynamic. She is so.
And reminding you again that daylight savings ends this coming weekend. We'll set our clocks an hour back, effective 2 a.m. Sunday. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.